Appearance of Radha Madan Mohan. Madan refers to Kamadev and Mohan refers to one who charms. Radha Madan Mohan means the one who charms Kamadev. After Lord Shri Krishna left this world, Maharaj Yudhishthir, unable to bear the separation, also decided to leave the world. Before leaving, he coronated Maharaj Parikshit as the emperor of the world and the great grandson of Lord Shri Krishna, Vajranab, as the king of Mathura. Vajranab was requested by the great devotees to restore the glories of Vrindavan. So he decided to excavate those holy places of Vraj Bhumi in which Lord Shri Krishna had performed his Leela and to install beautiful and sacred deities in principal places of Vraj Bhumi. He sat on a banks of Yamuna under a Kalpavraksha tree and prayed to Sri Radha and Krishna. By the auspicious mercy of that Kalpavraksha tree, Radha and Krishna's mercy entered his heart and revealed to him the holy places of Sri Krishna's Leela. Later, when he decided to install, he got the deities carved. The three principal deities carved by him were Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda Dev, and Radha Gopinath. Mother Uttara, who had seen Krishna directly when he was on the earth, when she saw the beautiful form of Radha Madan Mohan, she explained that the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna's feet were more perfectly revealed in this deity. When she saw the beautiful form of Radha Govinda Dev, she explained that the chest and the flute of the Lord are most perfectly revealed in this deity. And when she saw the deity of Sri Radha Gopinathji, she explained that the beautiful smiling face of Sri Krishna is most perfectly revealed in this deity. Thus, these were the most important deities of Vraj. For a long, long time, Madan Mohan performed his Leela of being unmanifested in this world. When the dear and intimate associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is Sri Advaitacharya, descended in this world, he travelled to many holy places. When he lived in Vrindavan, he was staying on the banks of Yamuna under a tree that is today called Advaita Vat. Madan Mohan revealed himself to Sri Advaitacharya, who worshipped during his stay in Vrindavan. Before leaving Vrindavan, Sri Advaitacharya, with great love, entrusted the worship of Madan Mohan to one very pure-hearted Brahmin in Mathura, Purushottam Chobe. This great devotee worshipped Madan Mohan as his own child, like a Gopal. Later, Sanatan Goswami came to Vrindavan on the order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He lived there simple as a beggar in the forest of Vrindavan. Once, when he was begging in the town of Mathura, Sriman Purushottam Chobe invited him inside his house and said,
"I will give you nice prasad. Let me just take it from the altar of the deity."
Right before the eyes of Sanatan Goswami, Purushottam Chobe began to chastise the deity, just like his own child.
Why are you not finishing the food I'm giving you?
He even picked up a stick and threatened to punish the deity of Krishna. When Sanatan Goswami saw this, he told Purushottam Chobe,
"The deity of Krishna is not different from Krishna himself. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. He must be approached with great reverence and devotion. Not that you treat him like your own child."
Purushottam Chobe, being very humble, apologized and said, "I am sorry." That night, beautiful form of Madan Mohan appeared in the dream of Sri Sanatan Goswami and told him,
"My name is Madan Mohan, and many years ago I was installed by my great grandson Vajranab in Braj Bhumi. But over the period of thousands and thousands of years, I have ultimately been given to the care of this great Brahmin, Purushottam Chobe. He is a pure devotee and worships me in the Vatsalya Ras. He considers me in his pure form to be his own child. But now that you have trained him in a very formal process of Archana, I am not very satisfied. So, very soon this Brahmin will come and he will give this transcendental form of mine to you as Dakshina. You must worship me with great care and great love as your life and soul."
In this way, Madan Mohan became the worshipable deity of Sanatan Goswami. Under the guidance of Sanatan Goswami, a marvelous temple was built by Kapoor Ram Das in year 1580. Now, listen how the deity of Radha Rani appeared. The son of King Pratap Rudra in Jagannath Puri, Purushottam Jana wanted that Govindadev and Madan Mohan be worshipped along with Srimati Radharani. Therefore, he sent two beautiful deities of Srimati Radhika to Vrindavan with many devotees. All the Vrajvasis were very, very joyous. There was a grand festival to welcome them. Then the pujari of Madan Mohan deity had a dream. In that dream, Srimati Radharani appeared to him and explained, "The person who sent these deities did not know, but one of the deity is me, Sri Radhika, and the larger deity is Lalita Sakhi. Lalita Sakhi should be installed to the right of Sri Madan Mohan, and the deity of myself, Sri Radhika, should be installed to the left." Next day, Pujari revealed this dream to Vrajvasis and all the Goswamis, and they all accepted the wish of Srimati Radharani. A grand installation took place at the temple of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan. The deities were installed according to their desire. In the year 1670, during the invasion of Mughal ruler Aurangzeb, the deities were moved secretly to Amir in Jaipur with Raja Savai Jai Singh II, the founder of Jaipur. And from there, they were brought to Karauli in Rajasthan by Maharaj Gopal Singh after he conquered the Battle of Daulatabad.